Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust, and the man who never sleeps. How you doing there, Sheriff Scott Owen? How are you today?
Well, I'm doing fine, Tom. Thank you so much.
Well, you got the busiest calendar going on. We've got all kinds of things going on. Right now, we're getting close to Thanksgiving, and I guess the push is to make sure that we can get everybody taken care of during this time.
Yes, and that's a project that was started years ago. I think former Sheriff Pat Ballard initiated the first one, and my understanding was it was a couple of deputies that just started with a couple of bicycles for the Christmas deal, and now has expanded to Thanksgiving and to Christmas for the kids, and it's really, really done well for the community. We're hoping to serve more Thanksgiving baskets this year than we did last year. We've had some fundraisers. The Cops and Riders car show is one of them. Of course, the rain dampened that a little bit.
A little bit.
Attendance was down. So, but we've had a lot of positive from the community and a lot of contributions. We're still seeking some of those. Mm-hmm. But the goal is to identify the needy families that need these and to see that they have a fine Thanksgiving dinner. And then we'll go from that to following up with the Christmas for the kids.
Where can we make our food donations or monetary donations, by the way?
Well, the food donations, they can either be brought to the sheriff's office, or there are a couple of collection sites set up. My administrative assistant, Leanne Mead, she kind of spearheaded that, and at Boulevard Pharmacy and at Kevin Lynch Remax. And we expect to pick up a couple other sites, possibly some maybe Homeland stores or something.
Cool.
And everything that we get is just that much less that we have to pay for, and it enables us to serve more baskets. Last year, we were planning on 30. We got out 35, and then afterwards we picked up a few extras because we had some extra money in food. So the monetary contributions, if anyone wants to do that, make the checks to the Washington County Sheriff's Reserve. It's a nonprofit, 501c3. So any contributions would be tax deductible. We'll send you a letter, and appreciate just everything that the community does. Bartlesville's a very giving and caring community, and we don't want to see anyone do without on Thanksgiving.
Well, great. You know, and that speaks volumes about the Sheriff's Department. It really does. And it lets people know that, hey, we're with you. We all live here together. We're all here to take care of each other.
We do. And the reserve unit is a good group. It's not a very big unit, but they are really good people. The captain, everybody knows Captain Bill Hewitt, and he is most one of the dedicated reserve members I've ever seen.
That is really tremendous that we're out here in the community like that and taking care of folks. It gives everyone the opportunity to see the other side of the badge.
Yeah, it really does. And it'll do your heart good to show up and see these people that really appreciate it. They'll be accepting their gifts. It'll be a single mother or something with children, and she'll be accepting the gifts, or the family will be with tears in her eyes, just grateful to have it. And it kind of puts a tear in our eyes once in a while to know that we've stepped up to the plate. And it does me well to know that I have staff down there that are committed to this community in this county.
Sheriff, we've had a year that would just, as you said a little bit ago, just pretty much typifies life. We've had some very good things, we've had some very sad things, and we've had a very mixed bag this year.
We have. It's been a roller coaster ride, to say the least, for the sheriff's office and the law enforcement community in general, because we've got things that we're dealing with that we've never dealt with before, and it has really changed the way we've had to work. The most, what I would say, significantly tragic thing that happened is we actually lost a deputy in the line of duty, and Washington County hasn't seen that forever. And we've all had to just pick each other up and hug each other and get through that. Then you couple that with the pandemic, the way we have to work, things like that, and it just makes things a whole lot different. And then we've got a lot of legal changes with the tribal rulings that have came into place. the way we conduct business is nothing like it used to be. But the goal is to apprehend any offenders and turn them over to their respective authorities for prosecution if the judicial sees fit, and that's what we still do.
Try to keep it simple in a complicated manner.
Good way of putting that.
And I've heard all sides of the equation, and it just seems like even a few of the tribes are trying to work with Congress in order to allow them to get compacts made locally so they can have local agreements when it comes to the justice side.
Yeah, and we've adapted. We have a lot of we have to work with the Cherokees, and for the most part, we've had a few bumps in the road, but for the most part, it's gone better than I thought it would. And we do have an agreement with the with them for housing their prisoners, and we got on board very early with video communications through them for the for some hearings and things like that. So it's still a work in progress, and there's always going to be something new coming up, but that's what we've got to work with right now, so we're going to try to make the best of it.
You know, I've been by the detention center but for the car show, and then a couple of drive-bys because I'm doing business out in that area of town. What's that great big thing you got out there in your backyard, big tall thing? Looks like something that you work on or work with in training.
Well,
looks like a tower.
We do have a tower.
Yeah.
We have that's a communications tower.
Yeah. But it looks like it's something that...
It's 160 feet tall, and it's anchored way down in the ground. It houses all the radio antenna structures for the entire Bartlesville police, fire, ambulance, emergency management, sheriff's office, rural fire, communication system that is handled through the 911 center, which is actually located in the sheriff's office and staffed by the city of Bartlesville. So the City of Bartlesville 911 dispatchers, our vital link that we like to call them, those people are unsung heroes. They never get the recognition they deserve, but they're always there 24/7. And when they don't hear from one of our officers or any of the officers on the radio, they're looking for them.
Indeed they are. I held that position for a brief while early in my life, and I will tell you that there ain't no glory in that, but there is a real good feeling of knowing that you're helping and being that communication link that kind of pulls it all together. And they need to be reminded that they are so very important.
Yes, they are. Without them, our 911 center, most people may not realize it, but they dispatch for Bartlesville Police, Dewey Police, Washington County, Ramona, and then they also dispatch Bartlesville Fire, 12 rural fire departments, and EMS. Now, that is a plateful, to say the least.
Man, talk about having a scorecard ready. Make sure you're going to the right place. That's an impressive menu.
It is. It really is.
Wow. Good work on you back there at the Communication Center. That is something else. Now, other things that going on with the community as far as the Sheriff's Office is concerned, we've got the holidays coming up, and I imagine we've got some tips for folks who might be excited to get out of town.
Well, that's right. You know, we always like to go to Grandma's house, so to speak, for the holidays. That means we have to leave our homes unattended. So if you're leaving town for an extended period, or even just a couple days, I mean, make some arrangements with neighbors you trust that can watch your place, kind of build your own neighborhood watch, if you will, and perhaps stop your mail if it's going to be a lengthy thing so you can pick it up, because that's what burglars and thieves are going to look for, a place that looks like it's not occupied. Make sure your doors are locked and the windows are secured. Then if you do have home security, sure that that's set up. And those Ring doorbell things are really convenient, and they've helped us out a lot too. So things that little add-ons like that, if you can add security cameras and things of that sort. But just make sure your house is looked after. In the parking lots when you're shopping, don't leave gifts and valuables. Heaven forbid you leave your purse laying in the front seat. car burglars are opportunists. All criminals are opportunists. And if we make it easy for them, that's going to make it easier for us to become victims. So secure your cars, put your valuables in the trunk, out of sight, out of mind, things like that in the parking lot. So,
you know, we think of Bartlesville as a nice, you know, easy living community, but we do have people in it. Not everybody plays nice, and it's a good thing to kind of remind ourselves, you know what, just keep an honest guy honest.
Well, we do. And you got to remember, too, we're really close to Tulsa, and the criminal element from the bigger cities will come up and prey on these smaller towns.
That's where we found a lot of these car break-ins about a year ago.
Yes.
Came from Tulsa. They weren't
exactly
from here.
Well, they work the parking lots, and they shoplift the stores just the same.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, be ever-present and mindful. And if you see something you think is criminal in nature, don't wonder if you have to call. Just call 911, and let's get out there and let law enforcement check this out.
Yeah. Folks, if also with the holidays, some of us have a tendency to have some holiday cheer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got to watch out for that.
You got to watch that.
Don't mix it up with your driving.
Yeah, don't
please.
Drink and drive. Police Chief Rolls has, for the last several years, sponsored this I'll Drive You Home project. I don't know what he exactly calls it, but if you call, they will get you a ride.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the local wreckers do the holiday tipsy tow, which they will tow you and take you and your car home instead of you getting in an accident, harming yourself or someone, or winding up getting caught by the red and blues and winding up spending a few nights in the Washington County Hilton Inn.
Yeah. Quality accommodation.
Yes.
Gray bar suites. You don't want that.
So, yeah, but it's a very important thing to be mindful of. Be responsible. Have fun, but just be responsible.
Sheriff, we're getting toward the end of the program. There are a few things that you'd like to offer up to folks that we haven't covered.
Well, I'd just really like to thank the community for the support they've given not only the sheriff's office, but law enforcement in general in this town and this county. We're very blessed to have the caliber of people we have as citizens and in the law enforcement here.
Mm-hmm.
And where other cities across the nation are demonstrating and tearing things up and defunding law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
Washington County and the city of Bartlesville and Dewey have lifted up their law enforcement, supported us, and we have been very blessed in the budgetary areas that we have not had any money taken from us. And the consensus is that I've seen is they want to fund law enforcement for protection and services that we provide.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally want to thank the community and the county for all of that.
Indeed. And you know what? You make it so much of a community thing when you do ask for a little bit of assistance, like with the Thanksgiving and with the Christmas. Everybody just wants to get in on the fun.
That's right. And we all do this for the same reason. You know,
yeah.
God instructs us to help others, and because of that, we get our blessings returned, and that's exactly what's happening here. So enjoy your holidays. Take care of your family. Put God and country out there. And the one thing we didn't touch on is the parades.
That's right. We've got a pair of them.
And we have Veterans Parade coming up, and we have Christmas parades coming up.
Yeah.
We want to increase the participation. All the parades are important, but I think the most important one we have is the Veterans Parade,
mm-hmm.
to show tribute to our servicemen and women. And I stand by them, and I appreciate all the sacrifice. We're going to be in the parade, we're going to be helping out, and we'd love to see a ton of people turn out for that.
Wear your patriotics, you know, red, white, and blue, wave a flag, have some fun, and let the veterans know that you care.
That's right.
You know something, they put a lot out there on the line for us, so at least we can do is celebrate them.
That's exactly right. You know, we would not be the land of the free if we weren't the home of the brave, so support your veterans and honor your veterans.
All right. Sheriff, thank you.